Busy Phillips attacks religious zealot Chris Pratt for praising his wife, he has possessions, and she is one of them. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 14, 2021. Actress Busy Phillips bizarrely attacked actor Chris Pratt over an Instagram post in which he praised his wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger, suggesting that the actor was using language that objectifies his wife. During the latest episode of her podcast Busy Phillips is Doing Her Best, the actress read the caption of Pratt's recent Instagram post about his wife, stating that the religious zealot type actor's post was a red flag that was as bright red as my fucking gushing period blood. It is as bright red as my fucking gushing period blood, Chris Pratt. That's how red those fucking flags are, Phillips said. It's as if I stuck them up my own cunt, and bled on them, and then hung them on stakes outside of your house. Holy shit. Either like you're the dumbest motherfucker on earth, or you're a real righteous asshole, the Cougar Town actress added. It feels so fucking weird to me, like, it just doesn't feel good. Pratt's so-called controversial Instagram post read as follows. Guys. For real. Look how she's looking at me. I mean. Find you somebody that looks at you like that. You know? We met in church. She's given me an amazing life, a gorgeous healthy daughter. She chews so loudly that sometimes I put in my earbuds to drown it out, but that's love. She helps me with everything. In return, periodically, I open a jar of pickles. That's the trade. Her heart is pure and it belongs to me. My greatest treasure right next to my Ken Griffey Jr. Upper Deck rookie card. Which if you know is saying a lot. It's her birthday in about 6 weeks. So if I don't get her anything, I'll tell her to look back on this post. Love you, honey. My ladies, Phillips continued. I know that if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably not the type of lady that will laugh enthusiastically if you're with a man and he starts to make very tired gender jokes about responsibilities and duties and even, like, the fucking tired bit that he's doing, which is, like, she runs the show, I occasionally open a bag of pickles. That's how fucking dumb what he said is, she added. You are a Marvel superhero. You made $480 million last year. You work nonstop. You don't just open a fucking jar of pickles. You motherfucker who's trying to, like, somehow, I don't know, like, I hate it. I hate it so much. Phillips then went on to accuse Pratt of engaging in false modesty and patronizing his wife. The actress claimed that men will engage in patronizing their spouse or their significant other when, like, what she does in their household is probably a lot. She probably does a lot of the domestic labor, and they have a kid, and, like, whatever. And that is, like, that is actually legitimately a lot of fucking work, Phillips said of Pratt's wife. But by the way he's talking about himself, putting himself in it, in the center of it, it makes it seem like it's bullshit, she added. And he has possessions, and she is one of them. He has things that he has purchased. He has things that he's bought, Phillips continued, referring to Pratt's mention of his Ken Griffey Jr. Upper Deck rookie card, as well as how his wife's heart belongs to him. Because you know what boys love, baseball cards and pussy, Phillips proclaimed. That's what they love the most, vintage baseball cards and pussy. The actress, along with her podcast co-host, Casey St. Onge, then attacked Pratt for mentioning that his wife gave him a healthy daughter. Phillips mentioned that she took issue with the Guardians of the Galaxy actor seeming to suggest that his daughter was both gorgeous and healthy. I take umbrage with both, obviously, she said. To which St. Onge agreed, and began ranting about Pratt's son that he has with his ex-wife, Anna Faris, and the health issues the boy has. All babies are gorgeous, so, that's great, St. Onge said. But the healthy thing felt like, knowing that his son with Anna has had some health issues, he was premature, and, you know, has some challenges that, frankly, if you, like, follow Anna, it seems like he is doing great and is amazing. And, even if it was unintentional, even if he didn't mean it to sound that way, it sounded that way. Phillips then bizarrely blamed religion, stating, well, it's very myopic, which, like, I'm sorry, just speaks to, you know, religious, like, zealot, like, type. Phillips' admission of her disdain for Pratt's religion echoes a column from Breitbart's John Nolte as the controversy first unfolded. Let's be clear about this. The only reason Pratt is under attack right now is because he's a Christian. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.